4.
Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm calling from the home care agency, returning a call.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi. See, I was calling. I'm the aide for Gene Martin.
Okay.
If you remember, and I didn't I needed some help as far as I didn't know what to do as far as to try to get more hours.
Is Gene because, with Family First Home Care or with a different home care agency?
She was you know what? I thought this was somebody else. I apologize. This is
okay,
for
well,
maybe
we can assist you in getting her more hours.
But this is for somebody else?
I'm not sure who it is. I'm just returning a call. I got a missed call from you on Friday. We are Family First Home Care. We do home care services.
Family First Home Care.
Maybe you heard us on the radio or something.
Maybe. I thought this was a call back from, because I have a client, but I was trying to get her more hours, but I guess this was, I thought this was that call. I apologize.
We're not that, but maybe are you interested in switching her services, and we can offer you a better rate.
Well, the thing is, she had the initial company that signed us up. The lady told us to put down for 70 hours, but I didn't know. I found out later on that was like pretty much like the max, like unless somebody was getting 24-hour care. So they denied her 70 hours, but we were only looking for like 42 hours, like 6 hours a day initially. But the lady told us to put down 70 hours, and so she got denied, and she only got 18 hours.
Got 18 hours, so we can actually, if you want, you can transfer with us, and I'll have a specialist help you do the like increase of hours.
So now, the paperwork that she got in the mail, it said now we have to wait like 120 days for the next time we can appeal it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that shouldn't really happen.
The first appeal was probably like took about 2 weeks maybe, and they denied her. But I've been as though she's older, she didn't really know how to have that conversation with those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they denied her, and she got the sciatic nerve. She's a diabetic.
Oh, wow.
And I cook her meals for her. I do her breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm there in the morning for her to take her showers because she fell a few times. She had a few strokes.
Mm-hmm.
She said they based it on the fact that she can go to the bathroom by herself. They based the hours on that, and I just didn't think that was fair. And I'm working extra hours, and I'm not even getting compensated for it.
Right.
So I was just trying to figure out who I needed to talk to as far on my end to explain like my side.
I'd really love to help you, but she's not with their agency, so I won't be able to help you unless you do the switch. Then I'll tell you have to have a specialist to help you do like we can do an appeal.
Okay, so how long would the switch over take?
So it shouldn't take long. What we'll need to do, we'll just need to sign her up and you up. Like we'll need the basic information, and then notify your insurance that we want to do the switch. And then once the switch is done, like it shouldn't take more than like a week or maybe two.
Okay.
Then we'll do an appeal for it. We'll just help you do the appeal.
And then y'all pay, how much do y'all pay right there?
So it would depend. You said you have 18 hours a week right now and you want 42?
Yes.
And in which county does he live?
Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
Delaware County. So for, let's say we get the 42 hours a week approved, I would say we can go do like minimum 14, maybe 15 even an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you currently making?
14.
So they can give you for sure 15 for the 42 hours. And like it will be 40 hours, you'll get 15, and for the rest 2 hours, you'll get it's overtime. You'll get like time and a half.
The 14.
If we get 42 hours.
Okay, and okay. So what I'll do is I'll because I'm still on clock with her. I'm clocking out now, so I'll speak with her, and then I'll give you a call back.
Maybe do you want to take down my direct line, because this is actually a main line from where I called you.
Okay, give me a second to go in here and get a pencil.
No problem.
Hi, Mom.
About a pen.
It's right over there. What do you have, clothes and shoes and stuff? Oh, this is a jacket.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey,
267-551-7406.
And your name was what?
Stella.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Bella. Okay. Okay, I got you.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk to you, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. He was crying. She was crying. So I just.